Hello everyone, just another brief communication, a clarity clip. So with regards to your personal yoga, what I mean by this essentially is integrating with your environment, being at one with your environment. And that means, to some degree, dominating your environment. Because if you don't have some degree of, you as a human being, do not have some degree of dominance over your environment, it's going to eat you. And then you'll be integrated that way. You'll be shit out the other end of it. So, sorry for those of you who are hell-bent on never expressing aggression. It's necessary for survival, especially as we move towards true nature, inwardly and outwardly. People are going to start coming back more into the trees and into the wilderness. There's another prediction for you. If you are going to be integrated and at one with your environment, that means dominating it to some degree. The thing is, we've gotten too obsessed with dominating it here in the West, and we've forgotten about integration or allowance of the environment to carry us. And so we're imbalanced. That's the masculine imbalance of the Western society, is we're too focused on control and power and dominance and safety and assurance. We've forgotten about allowing the unknown to unfold. We've forgotten about spontaneity. We've forgotten about unpredictability. So, and we haven't forgotten completely about it. It's gradually returning into the culture, but we've imbalanced way too far into the masculine side of, I want to be in control. I want to be dominant over my environment, over the people around me, over everything. So we are gradually softening. And this is just the perfect balance that we're going to merge into. I feel it. We're going to merge into this perfect balance where there's some domination of the environment, there's some control, some maintenance, and then some allowance, an equal proportion of allowance of the environment to do what it wants, to expand in whichever direction it feels. Of course, in the end, that's all that's ever happening. The universe is always expanding in whichever way it feels like it's doing. But for right now, it feels like we're doing it. We, the humans. We're in charge. Of course, we aren't. We have always been the stewards of this planet. We were trying to be the lords and the kings of it. But we are the stewards. This is a garden. And it's our job to tend the garden and make it more beautiful, not to control it. And as we begin to realize that in our own personal situations, this isn't something you go out and tell people and evangelize and preach it. It's something that you live. You live in a way that nurtures yourself and the world around you and the people around you. You don't just tell people, go out and nurture yourself in the world. That's not going to work. You integrate it at the level of your actions in this moment. Not any other time, in this moment. What is your balance between control and freedom? What is your balance between holding on and letting go? It's your balance. You've got to figure it out, male and female. Aggression and allowance, whatever. Yin and yang. I can't believe I forgot that one. I didn't forget it. It was in there. I just didn't want to use those words till now. What does that balance mean for you? Sometimes it just means going for a walk. Alrighty. I'll leave you with this. Much love.